Episode 1138, What Risks Are Worth Taking.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I pray that your week is going very well. Hopefully, you are not stuck in a snowstorm somewhere or ice. I feel like my family has been stuck somewhere. We're either in the too warm or the too cold. Hopefully, you are finding a balance. And today, with Wellness Wednesday, we're talking about what risks are worth taking. Let's dive deep. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, when it comes to your health, what risks are worth taking? Risks that change your life. Wouldn't it be nice not to have to calculate what we might gain or lose? Risks, a chance to impact with no guarantee. It's called life, isn't it? Life is somewhat of a risk. Think about what you want to do in 5 years. What does that look like? Where will you be? How old will your children be? How long will you be married? What about in 10 years? Okay, maybe a little extra gray hair or two. 20 years, you need to frequent the salon like every 4 weeks instead of every 8 weeks. What about 20 and 30 years? Where do you want to be and what do you want to be doing? Your activity, your lifestyle. Without your health, nothing you want or dream will be worth even going after. Health is your wealth. And this buzzword about wellness and balance is all great, but we have to be willing to do something about it. So what risks are worth taking? The risk we're talking about here are risks of failure, risk of success, risk of friendships, maybe of time, of money, of marriage, of motherhood. All of them are risks. When you look at failure, you don't really think about that when you take a risk, that there's going to be a risk of failure. But it's when you try something and it doesn't work out. That's a risk, right? Because you're putting your neck out on the line. You're like, I'm trying this. I want it to work. And when it doesn't work, what? You feel like a failure. You've lost. You've risked something. And that risk was, well, failure. What about the risk of success? You might actually enjoy it. You might like it. In fact, better yet, you may love it, but it's still a risk. Let's talk friendships. In friendships, you could lose a friend or two. Different seasons in your life. Is it worth the risk of a friendship? What about the risk of time? Time to do the things you really want to do. Well, if you're doing things you don't want to do, then you're risking that time going, oh man, I could have been playing my guitar instead of working out. There's a trade-off. It's called a risk. What about the risk of money? Money is one that, yes, no one talks about, but it is a fact of life. And money, well, it's a risk, right? You spend money and then maybe you end up not using it or you give up. It ends up either a success or a failure. Oh my goodness, we've got so many risks involved there. Is it even worth taking? What about your marriage? There's a risk of marriage, the relationship, that commitment. Oh, my husband needs me. I got to be there. And if I'm doing something else, then, I don't know, may not go so well, may not fare well for me. Then there's motherhood. You're like, motherhood? How did motherhood get into this? Well, because of our children. The children need you. The children, come on, I got to be there for them. Okay, yes. If you're nursing your child, you definitely have to be there for them. But they grow up. And they do have moments where they don't need mama right there. But it's a risk, the risk of motherhood. What are you really risking when it comes to your health? The answer is so simple. Look in the mirror right now. It's you. You are risking yourself when it comes to your health. The risks that are worth taking are the obstacles you use as excuses. I want you to chew on that for a moment. Because when I was taking notes and writing this out as to really what I wanted to share with you, the risk that I used, I realized that my risks were actually just excuses for the obstacles that I needed to overcome. So the risks that are worth taking are the obstacles you use as excuses. These risks we just discussed, well, these are the obstacles that you use as excuses not to care for yourself. So think about it. The failure, the success, the friendships, the time, the money, the marriage, the motherhood, all of those equal what? Excuses, which are your obstacles. It's a way that, you know, you're like, oh, it gets in my way, so I can't do it. I can't be everything. And so at some point, I'm going to put myself on the back burner. It's not about a certain number on the scale or a size on the tag. It's not about being skinny or being thin. It's not about being muscular or just as is. It's you being your best selfie, being your best health selfie. This is called self-love, self-care. Knowing you have to take care of yourself in order to care, to love, to serve those in your life, the world you touch. So how do you overcome the risks? You got to challenge the risk. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Challenge the risk. Now, that doesn't mean you have to take on all of those. We listed more than just a few handfuls. And when you try to do too much at one time, what happens? Confusion, which means failure, which means I'm going to stay right where I'm at because that's where I'm comfortable. That's not why you're here. You're here to create your now. So challenge the risk. Let's break it down. Number one, ask yourself this question. What area of wellness do I want to improve? What area of health do I want or do I need to improve? Maybe you've got a doctor's note that says you got to lose these 10 pounds or we're going to have to start talking insulin. I don't know where you are in your health, but ask yourself that question and be honest, be frank. In fact, I would challenge you even more to look in the mirror and ask yourself that question. It's scary. Eye to eye, don't watch your mouth, don't look at your nose, don't look at that little extra, you know, blemish on your neck or whatever because, oh, it came there and it's a distraction. No, I want you to look eyes to eyes, your eyes. What area of wellness do I need to improve? Start there. And if you have multiple areas, you got to pick one, okay? It's only the one factor, okay? It's only one thing at a time, right? One step. That's what we say over and over again. One step leads to miles of greatness. So it's the one. What area of health or what area of wellness do you want to improve that you need to improve on? Number two, I want you to pick one risk. Call it one excuse, but it's that risk. And most likely, it's probably one of the ones we've already named. Failure, success, friendships, time, money, marriage, motherhood. Don't use your children as excuses. It'll come back to haunt you later. So pick one that you want to work on, okay? One risk. And number three, go crush the excuse by taking aim. Action ignites motivation. Very simple, right? Challenge the risk. So what does that really look like in real time? Well, let's take a risk. We're going to talk about time, for example. That is the number one excuse, risk, that everybody has on their list. And if they're not consciously thinking about it, oh, deep subconsciously you are. because it's like, oh, that won't work in my schedule, or oh, the kids got practice there, so I can't do it. Oh, you find a way, and it's settling there as an excuse. So you got to crush that excuse. So you have to change your schedule to what works. Don't look at everybody else's schedule. How many, if you were to actually take a poll and just kind of Google, when's the best time to work out online? You know what you're going to get? Thousands upon thousands of different answers. The answer for you is what works for you. Maybe you need to get up at 4 a.m. It's a horrible time, I know. But if that gets you to where you want to be and that's what you need to do, then guess what? Do it. Crush the excuse. Challenge the risk. That's what you're here to do. So change your schedule to what works. Maybe your hubby can actually pick up the children at one of the activities, which would give you 20 minutes to do something that you need to do. Maybe it's prep for the week. Maybe it's just cutting your vegetables up. You know what you can do in 20 minutes with vegetables? Yeah, it's awesome. But you have to look at what works. So whether it's exercise, whether it's food, that you know, related food, maybe you need to go grocery shopping. And for you, you need to go to a different store to pick up different items or ingredients. Find a way and make it work. Crush the excuse, challenge the risk. Okay, that's time. We just crushed it, didn't we? Yeah, woohoo, yeah, you're feeling good, aren't you? Okay, I know you're motivated. You're getting there. So let's talk about another one. If it's not time, the other, oh my goodness, the one I hear next after times I don't have enough time is, I don't have enough money. What is this going to cost me? What is it not going to cost you if you're healthy? Yeah, I know. That's kind of a weird way to put it, isn't it? What is it not going to cost you when you're finally healthy, where you need to be, where you're feeling good, where you're not totally sluggish? Not just because of your age, but sluggish because you're carrying an extra 30 pounds, sluggish because you're not sleeping right because the amount of sugar intake you have in your body and it just can't settle down because of your makeup. You are unique. You are one person created by God in His image. You are precious. You have to figure out what works for you. So when it comes to the money issue, right? You got to challenge the risk. So the risk is going to be the money. Now you got to crush it. Know your budget and spend wisely. And you're probably like, well, Christiane, if you saw my budget, I have $0 in my budget. Okay, guess what? You can still get healthy. You're like, what? I know. Go back to PE. You went to school? Can you do jumping jacks? Can you walk your neighborhood? And if you aren't in an area where you can walk safely, maybe you live off of a highway or a busy street, then go to an indoor or outdoor mall, an area where they're safe. Go to your public high school track or middle school track. Go to a tennis court even. Do laps there. You can do laps in your own house. You can walk the stairs. You can do push-ups. You can do sit-ups. You do not need money to do any of that. But what you have is an excuse and you're just using it. And I know the thought is, well, it's not the latest and greatest and it's not going to be as fun and I really would be, you know, better off with other people. You know what? That sounds great, but guess what? First, you got to crush the excuse. That's where you're stuck. And it's the money issue. It's not about doing the latest and greatest and having the best bicycle. If you really want to do something with your health and you want balance and wellness in your life, you got to challenge the risk. So money, spend it wisely. If you're one who says, okay, I got this. I really do need, and the word need is strong here. I need to be with people for accountability and I like doing aerobics or classes together. Okay, great. Then look in your budget. Where can you take something out to replace it with a class? And you don't have to go to a very expensive class. You could go to a YMCA class. Did you know they have the exact same training as they do in other places? They do. So take a chance. See if there's a refund. You can also go to a gym. Maybe you've never joined a gym. Now I'm here to tell you I've never been a member of a gym before. It's what works for me. But if you're one who says it really helps me to be a member of a gym, then great. Go to a gym, number one, and ask if they have a complimentary membership. Sometimes you'll have gyms that will let you sign a contract for 6 months. There are some areas that only cost $5 or $10 a month with no contract. But you have to do the homework. You figure out the budget, what you need, and then say, oh man, I get a coffee almost every day. Right there, I've spent, well, in 1 week, I've already spent 3 months worth of, you know, working out at a gym. If you really want to crush the excuse and challenge the risk, you will find a way. Oh, there we go. We just did it with money, didn't we? We found the money. We found the time. Another one, though, I want to touch on is something that is a little more personal. It's friendships. And this is a tough one because friendships and relationships and connections are critical to our being, our makeup, how God created us. And I believe that deep, deep, deep down. And I think they are so vital. However, friendships can also derail us. We can use a friendship as an excuse. So friendships can actually be our risk because we're afraid of losing this friend. Well, if he or she is your true friend, guess what? They're going to support you. But you have to be willing to say, okay, this is what I need right now in my season of life. It has nothing to do with you, and you don't make it about them. You make it about you because it is about you. Remember, you just looked at yourself in the mirror, eyes to eyes. And you ask yourself the question, am I worth it? What do I need to do in my health to improve it? What can I do? And maybe in your life right now, you need to take kind of a sabbatical from a friendship or two or three. It may be that weekly phone call that you've got this dependent girlfriend. You know who I'm talking about. We all have one of those. They call when they need you, and they always need you. And when they need you for 2 or 3 hours at a time. And you are so giving, and you are so loving, and you're so caring that you do not say, you know what? I love you, but this is my time. We don't do that, right? Because we're afraid of hurting them. I know, I've been there and I've done it over and over and over again. I catch myself even now doing it. And I have to tell myself, wait a minute, I need to set boundaries. Yes, friendships are risks. And they become our excuses and we don't realize it. There's a time and a place for everything. There's a season for everything. And when you're needing to make some health changes in your life, because the doctor is saying red flag here, your body's saying, oh, triple red flag here. I've been trying to tell you, and God is saying, have you not seen what's happened over the last 10 years of your life? It's not getting better. God gave you one body, one heart. It's up to you to take care of it. No one else will. Crush the excuse. Challenge the risk. I promise you, your friends will be with you and they will support you. But you have to believe in you. You are establishing your health benefits and only you can make it work. Maybe you want some help with this. It is very overwhelming. I know, I get it. I've been there. With a big family, I lived in the excuses. As a homeschool mama, as one who was at one point nursing her pregnant for 10 years, it went on forever. I wouldn't change anything. But I have to tell you, I used it as an excuse, multiple excuses. And that was wrong of me. I allowed my excuses as to, oh, I got to have this now because it makes me feel better. Even though in reality, it had nothing to do. It was just I was feeding my immediate gratification because right then and there, that made me feel good because I didn't feel good about who I was when I looked in the mirror. Maybe you want some help with that. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. I know I've been there. I've done this. I know what works and what doesn't, and I will work within your lifestyle. It's not about me. It's all about you. But sometimes we need someone else to look into our life and say, you know what? Have you tried this? Here's a way. And to come beside us, to hold us accountable, to give us a strategy and a tool that we know actually works. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. And we'll get you scheduled for a coaching call. You are worth it. So what risk are worth taking off your excuse list today? What are they? What's been dangling above you, holding you back? When you sit down at the end of the night, or you lay your head on the pillow, and all you can think of is, oh gosh, I was just supposed to do that and I so didn't. And I was supposed to do that 3 days ago, didn't do that either. And then spring break comes around. And then next is swimsuit season. And you stand in your closet and you say, I have nothing to wear. When really it's your heart crying out saying, I don't like the person I see in the mirror. That is reality. That's when you began to get real with who you are. It's not okay not to love yourself. Because God loves you for who you are right now. And He wants you to succeed in everything. He has bigger dreams and bigger goals than you do. And that, if you think about that, that is really, really scary. The Olympics are going on right now. I had Olympic dreams. I wanted to be an Olympic ice skater. That was my dream. I trained. But because of multiple injuries, it wasn't for me. And times were different back then. Now they've got a lot more sophistication. Maybe if I was younger and 20, 30 years ago were different like they are now, maybe. But you know what? It's what it was then. And that's why you have to look at your now, right now. God created you on purpose for a purpose. He loves you for who you are now. He challenges us, though, to become who He wants us to be. So yes, does He stretch us? Oh, yes. Does He want us to be healthy? Yes, He does. Why? Because then we could do what we were meant to do. Sometimes we're just not able to do what we're supposed to do because we're not healthy enough. We don't have the stamina, the endurance to run the race called life. And it is a race. It's a marathon, though. It's not a sprint. But for you, it starts today. Go crush your day. This is your fight to win. Crush the excuse, challenge the risk. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.